Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Bridget.
Hello.
It's great to have you again, Bridget. Bridget is joining us for the next few weeks while Rosemary is away. So it's wonderful to have Bridget join us on the podcast. Now, at the moment, we are in Easter, the season of Easter.
Yes.
So we've had Easter and now we're in this season, which is a time of joy of the church, and it's a celebration that we have for the next few weeks as we get closer to Pentecost.
Yes.
When the Holy Spirit comes to each
and
of us.
And if you're lucky, you still got a little bit of chocolate that you're eating as well.
I don't know about you. mine's gone pretty quickly in my house. But yeah, hopefully. So we're talking about this week, the heartbeat that I shared was about living a new way. And it's because when Jesus came, he came to help us live this new way. Like he gave us this access to God in a new way that we've never had before.
Yeah.
Like last week we talked about the intimacy with God and you shared, Bridget, how like the devil came and disrupted that relationship that we have with God. And so this was the solution.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Absolutely.
Yeah, coming. And so now because of Jesus, we have a personal relationship with God. Whereas earlier, if we read the Bible, people didn't actually have a personal relationship with God. It was you learnt about God through someone else, which was Moses or Abraham. You didn't actually have a personal relationship.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that's right.
They had that closeness.
Yeah. Whereas we did not. But we are fortunate to live in a time where we have that personal relationship. So this heartbeat is all about living that new relationship and the way that God wants us to live. So I shared a bit about St. Paul talking to this group of people called the Ephesians and how we should stop the old way of living and we should put on a new way, a new self.
Yes.
And I suppose what really stood out to me with this particular scripture in Ephesians is one of the things it says is clothe yourselves with the new self. Now, if you're going to put clothes on, you put them on. Like you actually have to make a choice.
Yeah.
Like I don't know about you, but in the morning when I get ready, like if it's not a school day, I'll get Hannah ready and I'll get clothes out and I'll hold them up and I'll say, Hannah, which one, you know, do you want to choose today? And you make a choice.
Yeah.
What do your children do? Do you do something similar?
Look, some of them I allow to choose their clothes because they're fairly coordinated.
Yeah.
But some of them.
You go, no, veto.
I go, oh, I think you should probably wear this today.
Gotcha.
I'm a little bit of a control freak when it comes to look, they're not always like beautifully presented or anything like that, but especially my six-year-old, he likes to match. Now, not in the way of like, you know, sometimes you put on like jeans and then you'll put on like a top or something. He's like, no, I must wear yellow shorts and a yellow top.
Oh,
like so he's like
matching.
literal matching with everything. Yeah. And it's almost like he's always wearing like a one-piece bodysuit.
Love it. But generally, when we put our clothes on, we've made a choice.
Yeah.
And this is St. Paul encouraging us to make that choice.
Yeah.
To put on the new way of living.
And I really love that you use that word encouraging because I think that when we maybe you've heard it in your life one place before where somebody said, this is what you're doing, but this is what I want you to do, or this is what you should be doing. It can almost feel like, not discipline, but it can feel like
off.
You're being told off. Yeah, absolutely. But I feel like through this scripture and when I listened to you read it, I didn't feel like I was getting told off, or I didn't feel like St. Paul was telling the Ephesians off.
Yeah.
I felt like he really was encouraging them. Mm. He wasn't saying like, this is terrible, this is bad. Like, but he was saying, this is what you could have.
Yeah.
Like, take this off. And take this on, you know, put this on, put on this new way of living. And it was that real encouragement, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I quite like how, like when Jesus came, we went from being a people who are very rule-keeping to his focus was really on our hearts and what are our hearts saying. And are they being genuine?
Yeah.
You know, like we can keep rules. And our faith still does have rules. I'm not saying we don't have rules. But it's really about what is our heart when we're stepping out into that.
Yeah.
And this encouragement from Paul is like, well, let's step into a heart for these things. A new way of living that has God as the focus and not the rule.
And I think a lot of that probably comes from the fact that, like you said, Jesus came and we now have a personal relationship with him.
Yep.
It's not, like you said at the beginning, about following or adopting someone else's faith and then living that way.
Yep.
But it's now take control of your own faith and your own relationship. Yep.
What I also like about this time each year that we get to go through is we get to do it again.
Mm.
Like, I don't know about you, but during my year, probably many times, I'll fall off the bandwagon.
Yeah.
And I need to go again.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, the beauty of being able to celebrate Easter every year, okay, let us go again.
Yeah.
Like, and me making decision, like, as we've just been through Lent, of, okay, what am I going to renew? What am I going to give up, take on? What do I want God to transform my heart? Or being open to, you know, God, I'm not going to pick something.
Yeah.
Just would you do it? Like, as in, I don't even, I mean, God, you know my faults, so you pick it. But that we can go again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that I think it's living in the hope that Easter brings as well. And I'm very similar. I mean, some people really look forward to Christmas and the coming of Christ and what the whole Christmas celebration is. But I feel like there is a depth to what Easter is.
Yeah.
And it really is, you know, that what Jesus did for us and what he did was he brought us hope.
Mm.
It was, you know, we can be living this way. And I think even when you think about the criminals on the cross beside him and the one who says, you know, Lord, forgive me. And he says, you know, you'll have a place in heaven with me.
Yeah.
If that man can have a place in heaven because of his relationship with Christ, gosh, there's so much hope.
Yep.
In that for me and for you as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And that really excites me to have that hope and to be able to live our life to glorify God every day.
Yeah. That just makes me think, like with this scripture when we're talking about St. Paul being an encourager, like he's encouraging them because we have hope.
Yeah.
Like because we have hope, we can now live a new way.
Yeah.
We don't have to be held back by our sin because we have hope. We actually have a purpose for our life.
Yeah.
As opposed to before.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. It just really is encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've just probably been really, for me, just about like this scripture about putting on, making a choice and that we can do it again and again.
Yeah. And I love that idea of having a choice because God is not someone who's going to demand that we do something. And like you said, it's not about rules. It's about heart. And we have that choice and we have that free will that he's given us. But then when you read what, you know, what this new life is and what this new way is that God's offering to us, I almost feel like sometimes I don't have a choice but to do but to engage in that.
Yeah.
And that reminds me, like you said, when you fall off and when you stop, that you go, oh, hang on a second, he's got so much more for my life. Let me encounter that and engage in that and make that decision.
Yeah.
And I really loved you said at some point towards the end, it said making this choice leads to freedom. And there is such a freedom. And I think even though, yes, of course, we have rules and we have particular ways that we do things. And I know as for somebody who takes small children to Mass every week, it can be difficult sometimes because they're so little and they don't understand the richness in what Mass is and what it is. I mean, I can say it as many times as I want and I can tell them and they can learn it at school and all of that. But I think until they make that choice to engage, that, gosh, I remember being 18 and attending this one Mass, and I'd been attending Mass my entire life, and it was almost like a light switch got turned on, and there was so much freedom to my life in understanding that this is the source and the summit of my faith, this experience, and this is going to set me up to make those choices and to refuel me and help me to live that way that Jesus is asking.
Yeah.
So it certainly excites me, and that freedom is there for everybody.
Yeah. Well, I think that story in itself is just encouragement to us all that we all have that hope, and every week for those of us who go to Mass, we can re-experience that every week, time and time again. So I've got for the weekly challenge for this week is to deliberately choose to live differently. So we need to put on the new self.
Yeah.
Which next week we're going to talk about how do we do that in terms of like what are these new ways, the kingdom ways of living, and how do we step into that in our lives. So make sure you join us for next week's podcast because it's going to be all about that.
Yes.
So we look forward to chatting with you all next week.
See you later.
Bye.